deadly church shooting in Alabama. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Police south of Birmingham are trying to figure out why a gunman opened fire at a church in Vestavia Hills last night.
A lone suspect entered a small group church meeting and began shooting. Three people were shot. Two people are deceased. One person is being treated for an unknown injury at a local hospital.
Police Captain Shane Ware, the shooting happened at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church. The suspect is in custody. Then, in the wake of such vicious attacks, a bipartisan group of senators says it has reached an agreement in principle for gun safety legislation. The measure aims to address mental health resources, school safety, and access to firearms. January 6th last year was a close call for then-Vice President Pence. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot accused then-President Trump of endangering his vice president.
A legal theory presented to former President Trump by attorney John Eastman allowing former Vice President Mike Pence to reject state's electoral votes was rejected by White House attorneys.
I said, you're completely crazy.
Former White House attorney Eric Hirschman described his conversation with Eastman to the House Select Committee.
I said, are you out of your effing mind?
Members of the committee also revealed rioters who broke into the Capitol came within 40 feet of Pence, arguing a tweet sent by former President Trump after Pence rejected intervening in the electoral count inflamed an increasingly violent protest.
Fox's Jared Halperin on Capitol Hill. And Americans are weighing in on the state of moral values in the U.S. in a Gallup poll. 50% of them calls those values poor. 37% said they're only fair. Just 1% describes them as excellent. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Convicted and jailed attorney Michael Avenatti pleads guilty to defrauding clients in a California case.
Avenatti entered the plea in a Santa Ana federal courtroom on charges of wire fraud and an additional tax charge. He could be sentenced to more than 80 additional years behind bars. Avenatti is accused of taking clients' cash settlements and moving them to his own accounts. What he took is said to range into millions of dollars. He's already serving 5 years on convictions for taking book proceeds from porn actress Stormy Daniels and for trying to extort Nike. He is scheduled to be sentenced on Thursday's plea in September, unless the government decides to pursue other charges. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
An impactful day for Elon Musk. Yesterday, he met with employees of Twitter, which he may soon own, telling them he's against a hybrid work schedule and he feels they should return to the office. And separately, a cryptocurrency investor sued him for more than $250 billion, claiming Musk ran a Dogecoin pyramid scheme. And sizzling heat's taking a deadly toll on farm animals.
Something is rotten in the state of Kansas. Soaring triple-digit temperatures, high humidity, and stagnant winds are being blamed for 2,000 cattle deaths in the southwestern part of the state. That's according to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. The agency scrambled to quell rumors on social media that something other than weather is to blame. Neither neighboring Oklahoma or Nebraska have reported such a high number of cattle deaths. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And Americans checking their 401k investments this morning may be reeling from yesterday's stock market plunge. The Dow dived 400 make that 741 points to close below 30,000. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.